Well, so we've had 30 years of being told that we mustn't say, as English people, we mustn't even say that non-English people are non-English. Yes. And people have kind of had enough of this, and there is a backlash, and I think that the Reform Party is an evidence of that backlash. The referendum result is probably evidence of it. What do you think? Do you think people have... That's what I'm getting at.
Well, people could say to me, you're not English.
No, you're not.
I am English. I am fully English. I am. Do I not have a British passport? I could say to myself, I'm English. I don't identify as English, but I have English heritage in me, don't I?
No.
Yes.
What English heritage?
What English heritage do I have?
You got an English grandfather?
No.
You're not English. I don't see you as English. I see you as British. Fine.
Yes.
But my point is that, and that's another thing. That discussion is now taking place. You've got people like Suella Braverman publicly saying, I am not English, even though she was born and brought up in England. And that's a new thing. That's a change. That's like going back to the 70s. There was a long period where people would have said, yeah, they're English. And now, because English people always feel it's forced upon them because they feel that they're losing their country. Hmm. What do you think about that?
How could they say they're losing their country?
Because is a city that was once 100% English, and now it's like 25% English.
Well, isn't that better? Well,
why?
I'm not saying better in that sense, but isn't it nicer to have a lot more of a diverse community than just having full English people rolling around everywhere?
Well, if it was, then it's interesting that this area is very substantial. This part of Leicester is very substantially Muslim and Pakistani. The bit I was in earlier is very substantially Indian and Hindu, and they're separate. It's as if people seem to be like to be with their own kind. I mean, you're with your own kind.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. The other thing I'm wondering about, I hope you don't mind my asking, but the other thing that they've raised in the media is the issue of cousin marriage in the Muslim communities. Mm. What do you think about that? They want to ban it. There's been a proposal in Parliament to illegalise marriage between cousins on the basis that it's practiced among Muslim communities. It leads to health defects and whatever, and they want to ban it. What do you think about cousin marriage? Should they ban it?
I believe no, they shouldn't be able to. Why would they want them to ban it?
Are they your parents' cousins?
Yes.
Your parents' cousins?
Yes. Listen, there's a difference between can you do it, would you do it, should you do it? Yes, you can do it. Yes, you shouldn't do it. I'm not forcing upon anyone. If you want to do it, you can do it. But would I do it personally? No, I wouldn't do it personally, because it all depends on how you grew up. Because I grew up with that's my cousin right here. I grew up with my cousin. They're like brothers and sisters with me. They're like brothers and sisters. In Islam, you're allowed to marry your brothers and sisters. You're allowed to marry your cousin brothers and your cousin sisters. That's because the Prophet allowed us to do that. If it wasn't allowed, the Prophet, he was the most intelligent person in this that's ever lived. He knows that if it was something bad, then he'd stop it. But he didn't say it. He said, yeah, you can do it. Mm. But would I do it personally? No, I wouldn't. Because personally, it's not in me to actually do it. Why are they not banning gay people for? What is the reason of banning cousin marriages?
Because it leads to the elevated likelihood of double doses of harm from mutant genes.
So does no it's harm from genes. Even being like, even have these sexual intercourse between men and men, you get STDs, you get gonorrhea, you get all them diseases as well. Why do not ban that first? Why does it have to be this first? It's the main actual disease. You get more defects from that than actual cousin marriage.
You don't get genetic defects, but you get diseases. You're right.
You get loads of disease. That's worse than actual genetic.
They should ban it. I agree with you.
They should, exactly. You get even worse with all these gay intercourses and LGBT, the lesbians, all them. You get even worse. That's even worse. Mm. And plus, some of them might be contagious. They might pass on this and that. That's why it's worse. And plus, we're going to be having kids. We don't want our kids to learn all these information, all these like discuss. Okay, I'm going to say it because that's how I feel. It's my opinion. Mm. I don't want my kids to learn all these disgusting things, because at the end of the day, It's not Adam and Steve, it's Adam and Eve. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's Abdul and Rahana, not Abdul and
exactly.
Yusuf. Yeah, well, that's straight, chaps. Absolutely based and fantastic. And a pleasure to talk to you all.
And me personally, I'm ready to actually open up a business. And obviously, when I get out of college, I'll have a lot more. My mind would be open more to as well. So probably to do with something with AI, because AI is popping off. So, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So, are you doing business as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you the sort of silent but evil genius type? But
introvert. He's the brains behind all this.
He's the brains. Yeah, that's what I. That's what I'd infer. That's what I'd infer.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, chaps.
Yeah, thank you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure.
Bye bye. They did make a good point about the gays. You've got to admit. You've got to admit that if you're going to ban cousin marriage because of the health problems, then think it through. That's a very good point. So you're saying they should ban cousin marriage because it causes bad health, but then you have a month every year celebrating sodomy.
Hi there, chaps. That clip was from a special I did on the city of Leicester, which has now been almost completely gifted over to Muslim Pakistan and these Indian Hindus, who are currently at each other's throats, and it might well explode into all-out ethnic violence any moment now. You can watch the full thing by becoming a subscriber at jollyheretic.com for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. You can also get access to all of my documentaries, including my latest project on the city of Birmingham called UK, or to How Wokeness Ends, which was a project I did in Budapest, along with one of my co-authors, Ollie Rayner Hills. Britain's North Korea is a documentary about Liverpool and why scousers are the way they are. Year Zero is about how Tony Blair's policies have completely reshaped the country for the worse. 1492 was filmed in Spain and discusses the genetic implications of the Arab invasion during the Middle Ages. And there are lots of other projects I'm proud of, including my weekly written digest. The Substack is also where I talk about those scientific topics that are explicitly banned from YouTube. So if any of that interests you, please consider becoming a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.